Shlishi. Vayetu Moshe v'Elazar HaKoyin v'chol nesiei ha'edah l'krosam. And Moshe, Elazar, and all the leaders of the assembly went out toward them, el michutz la'machaneh, outside the machaneh. And the pasuk does not tell us why Moshe, Elazar, and the Nesiim went out of the machaneh. And Rashi explains it is because they saw the Na'arei Yisrael, the young men of Klal Yisrael, trying to take from the biza, from the booty that was left outside the machaneh. And therefore Moshe, Elazar, and the Nesiim went to stop them. Vayiksoif Moshe al pekudei hachoyel, and Moshe got angry at the leaders of the army, sorei ha'alofim v'sorei ha'meos, the officers of the thousands and the officers of the hundreds, haboyim mitzvah ha'machomo, who came from the army of battle. And the reason why Moshe got angry at the leaders and not at the army, Rashi tells us, because the sin of the generation can be blamed on the leaders, because the leaders are held responsible for everything that the nation does. And the Mefarshim ask, why did Moshe get angry at the heads of the army and not at Pinchas? Ramban answers, Moshe accorded honor to Pinchas and did not want to show anger toward him, since Hashem just awarded him with the bris of the kahuna. The Netziv compares this to what Rashi says in Parsha Shemini, Perik Yud, Pasuk Tezayin, by the Parsha of Dorish Moshe, where over there Moshe got angry at Aaron's children instead of getting angry at Aharon. And the reason over there, Rashi says, was because of the kavod of Aharon. So too over here, Moshe did not get angry at Pinchas, but rather turned his anger to the leaders of the army, the Ayin B'meshech Chochma, who offers a different teretz. And the pasuk continues by telling us exactly what Moshe was angry about. Vayomer Alehem Moshe, and Moshe said to them, Hachayisem kol nekeva, is it possible that you allowed every female to remain alive? Hein heina, behold, they were the ones that caused Klal Yisrael to sin. Hoyu levnei Yisrael b'dvar Bilam, they were the ones that caused Klal Yisrael to be mezana with them through the Eitzah of Bilam, who said, Eloheihem shel elu soina zima, their God hates nus, and therefore you shall be mezana with them. They were the ones, as Rashi says, that they were able to point out and say, this girl was mezana with so-and-so, and this girl was mezana with so-and-so. So how did you allow them to remain alive? Limsor ma'al b'Hashem al dvar pa'or, and through the znus, they were able to cause Klal Yisrael to rebel against Hashem and to worship pa'or. Vatehi ha'magefo ba'adas Hashem, and then a plague came and destroyed the assembly of Hashem. So how did you allow them to remain alive if they were the cause of the znus and they were the cause of the worshipping of pa'or? The ato, and now, hirgu kol zochor, kill every male batof among the young children, because earlier when it says vayahargu kol zochor in pasuk zayin, it only meant that they killed the adult males. However, the younger boys they left alive. So kill now the young boys, v'chol isha yodas ish lemishkav zochor, and any woman who was fit to have relations with a man, which means that she was over the age of 3, haroigu, you shall also kill. How did they know who was over the age of 3? They passed the girls before the tzitz, and whoever was over the age of 3, her face would turn yellowish. The chol hataf banoshim, and any young girl, asher lo yodu mishkav zachar, who was not fit to have relations with a man, which means any girl that was under the age of 3, hachayu lochem, keep alive for yourselves. The atem, and as for you, chanu michutz la'machane shivas yomim, you shall encamp outside the machane for 7 days. Since the soldiers killed the people of Midian, therefore they were tamei emesim, they were tamei to a corpse, and they must remain outside the machane shechina, outside the courtyard of the Mishkan, for 7 days. Koil horeg nefesh, anybody who killed somebody, v'choil nogea becholol, and anybody who touched a corpse. And from this pasuk, koil horeg nefesh, we learn that one does not actually have to touch the corpse to become tamei mes. If he killed a person with a sword, or anything else that is mekabel tumo, and one end of the sword is touching the dead body, and the other end is in his hand, he becomes tamei mes. As the pasuk says over here, koil horeg nefesh, anyone who kills, even without touching the actual corpse. And this is also learnt out from the pasuk in Parshas Chukas, that says, bachalal cherev, which we darshin, cherev hareu kacholol, the sword is like touching the dead body. Because by touching the sword, the person is connected to the dead body, and it is as if he touched the dead body. And the pasuk continues, since you are tmei mesim, therefore tischatu u bayom hashlishi u bayom hashvi, you shall purify yourselves with the ashes of the Parah Aduma on the third day and on the seventh day, Atem, you, Ushevichem, and your captives. And Rashi is bothered. Why do the captives have to purify themselves with the ashes of the Parah Aduma? The captives are Goyim, so why do they have to purify themselves? Rashi answers, this is referring to in the future, if they will be Megayer, and then, once they are a Jew, they will become Tamei, they too will have to purify themselves from Tamei Meis with the ashes of the Parah Aduma. V'chol beged and any garment, v'chol kli'or, or any vessel made of skins, v'chol ma'asei izim, or anything that is made from that which comes from goats, whether from the hooves, the horns, or the bones of a goat, v'chol kli'etz, or any vessel made of wood, tischata'u, you must purify by sprinkling the ashes of the Parah Aduma over them in order to purify them from the tumah of Tumas Meis. And the Mefarshim ask, why specifically by the war against Midyan does the Torah tell them that they are Tamei Meis and have to purify themselves, and not earlier by the war against Sichon Va'oi? The Mefarshim answer, by the war against Midyan, only 12,000 soldiers went to war. Therefore, they had to be warned to purify themselves in order not to be metame the rest of the nation. However, by the war against Sichon Va'oig, where they all went to war, they were all tame and did not have to be careful about being metame anybody else. Zok Rashi Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayetzu Moshe ve'Elazar HaKoyen, and Moshe and Elazar HaKoyen went out of the machane, Lefisha Roes Nari Yisrael Yoytim Lachtoif Min Abizo, since they saw the young men of Klai Yisrael going to grab from the booty that was outside the camp, therefore Moshe, Elazar, and the Nesiim went out to stop them. And Maskel David says that this is the reason why they are called Na'arei Yisrael, because they did a Maisa Nairus, a childish act, a foolish act. Zok Rashi, Vayiksoif Moshe, and Moshe got angry al Pekudei HaChoyel. What do the words Pekudei HaChoyel mean? Zok Rashi, Memunim al HaChoyel, the ones who were appointed over the army. L'lamedcho, this teaches you, Shekol Sorchan Hador, the whole sin of the generation, Toloi B'gedoylim, is attributed to the great ones. Sheyesh Koyach B'yodom Limchois, because they have the power in their hands to protest. Zok Rashi, B'devar Bilom, Omar Lohem, Bilom told Moyav and Midyon, Afilo atem machnisim kol hamoneh sheba'olam, even if you will gather together all the multitudes of the world, ein atem yecholim lohem, you will not be able to fight against Klal Yisrael. Shema meruvim atem min ha-Mitzriim, are you more numerous than the Mitzriim, shehoyu sheish meos rechev bachor, who had 600 chosen chariots? Boyu kom va'asiachem eitza, and I will give you advice how to overcome Klal Yisrael. Eloheim shel elu sona zima, the advice is that their God hates znus, and therefore, you, Moav, and Midyan together should send your daughters to be mezana with Klal Yisrael. K'de'isa b'chelik u'b'sefri, like it says in Perik Chelik and in the Sefri. Hein heina, behold, they are the ones. Magid, this comes to teach us, shehoyu makirin oisam, that Klal Yisrael recognized these girls. Zuhi shenichsha plainiba, this is the girl that so-and-so was mezana with. Zok Rashi v'chol isha yodas ish, any woman who knows a man shall be killed. Zok Rashi Ru'uya Lihiba'el, this is referring to a woman who is fit to have relations, a woman over the age of 3. Afal Pisha Le'Nivalo, even though she did not actually have relations. V'lefnei ha-tzitz he'avirom, and before the tzitz, he caused them to pass. V'ru'uya Lihiba'el, and a girl who was Ru'uya Lihiba'el, who was over the age of 3, Poneho Moirikois, her face would turn yellowish. Zok Rashi Haroigu, Loma Choza Va'omar, why does the Pasuk have to say Haroigu after the Pasuk already says Hirgu in the beginning of the Pasuk? And what Rashi means to ask is that once the Pasuk says Ve'ato Hirgu Kol Zocher Batof, you shall kill every young boy, right afterwards it can just say V'chol Isha Yadas Ish L'Mishkav Zocher, every girl over the age of 3 also. And the word Hirgu would be going on both. It would be going on kill every boy and kill every girl over the age of 3. Why does it have to say the Lashon of Hariga, the Lashon of killing by both of them? The Ato Hirgu Kol Zocher Batov, kill every young boy, and again, any girl over the age of 3, Haroigu, kill. Why do we need twice the word Haroigu in one Pasuk? And Rashi answers that there are three groups mentioned in Pasuk Yud Zayin and Pasuk Yud Ches. Group number 1 is the group of boys that must be killed. Group number 3 is the group of girls under the age of 3 that are to be kept alive. And in between these two groups is the group of women over the age of 3. If it would not say Haroigu by the group over the age of 3, I would not know what to do with them. Should we connect them to the boys who are to be killed, or to the girls who are under the age of 3 who are to be kept alive? Therefore, we need the pasuk to tell us haroigu by the group of girls over the age of 3 that they too must die. And this is what Rashi means inside. The reason why it says haroigu is lahafsik ha'inyin, to place a pause in the topic. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, these are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. She'im ani kare, because if I would read the pasuk without the word haroigu, and it would read like this, hirgu kol zachor bataf, kill all young boys, v'chol isha yadas ish, and every girl above the age of 3, v'chol hataf banoshim, and all girls under the age of 3, you shall keep alive, eini yodea, I would not know what to do with the girls above the age of 3. Im laharoig im azachorim, is the pasuk telling us to kill them together with the boys, or does the pasuk mean to allow them to live together with the girls under the age of 3? Lekach nema haroigu, that's why the pasuk has to say haroigu by the girls above the age of 3 to tell us what to do with them. And the Maskil of David asks on this Rashi, how can Rashi say that there was a havamina that the girls above the age of 3 should remain alive? Wasn't that what Moshe was upset about, that they allowed the women to remain alive? So how can Rashi say that I might think that the girls above 3 should live? Therefore, the Maskil of David explains that the Havamina would have been that they should only kill the women whom they know for sure were Mezana with Klal Yisrael, and the others should be left alive. Komash Malon, the Pasuk of Haroigu, that all girls above the age of 3 must die. Zakt Rashi, Michutz LaMachane, since you are Tamei Meis, you must go outside the Machane. Shelo Yikonsu LaAzora, you are not allowed to enter the courtyard of the Mishkan. Zakt Rashi, Kol Harig Nefesh, anybody who kills somebody is Tamei Meis. Rameir Oimer, Rameir says, Behoreg Bedover HaMakabel Tumah HaKosav Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about someone who killed with a weapon that is Makabel Tumah, for example, a metal. Vilamebcha Kosov, and the Pasuk is teaching you, Shakli Metama Odom Bechibure HaMeis, that this weapon will be Metama the person by connecting him to the dead body. Ki'ilu Nageh B'meis Atzmoy, as if he himself touched the corpse. O Yochoil, or I might be able to say, Afilu Zorak Boichetz V'Hargoy, that even if he shot an arrow and killed him, he will also be Tamei Meis. Tamad Loimar, therefore the Pasuk says, next to the words, Kol Harig Nefesh, it says, V'chol HaNogea B'cholol, anybody who touches a corpse. Makish Harig L'Nogea, we compare one who kills to one who touches a corpse. Ma Nogea Ayidei Chiburoy, just like somebody who touches a corpse, he is Tamei because he actually came in contact with the corpse. Af Harig, so too somebody who kills is only Tamei Ayidei Chiburoy if there was some connection to the corpse. For example, if he was holding a sword and the sword touched the corpse while he was holding the other end. However, somebody who just shoots an arrow has no connection to the corpse and is not Tamei Meis. Tischatu, you shall purify yourself. The Meinida, with the waters of sprinkling, the waters of Para Aduma. Kedin Shar Tamei Meisim, like the law of anybody else who becomes a Tamei Meis. Sha'af l'divrei ha'omrim, kivrei obdei gilulim, einam mitamoin ba'oyel, because even according to the Mandomar who holds that goyim are not mitame, bitumas oyel, which means if a dead goy is under the same roof as a Jew, the Jew is not tame, because a goy does not transmit tuma by just being under the same roof as him. And how do we know that a goy is not mitame ba'oyel? Shenemar, like the pasuk says in Yecheskel, va'atein tsoini, and you are my sheep, tsoin mar isi, the sheep of my pasture. Odom atem, you are a man. Atem kruyim odom, you, the Jews, are called Adam. Ve'ein oivdei gilulim kruyim Adam. However, goyim are not called Adam. Moidehu, even the Manda Omar that says that goyim are not mitame ba'oel would admit she'oivdei gilulim mitamoin b'maga uvamasa, that goyim do transmit tuma through touching and carrying. Shelo nemar Adam ela etzel tumas oiholim, because the word Adam is only stated by the tuma of an oihel. Shenemar, like the pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, Adam ki yomuz ba'oihel, a man that will die in a tent. So we darshin, who is metame ba'oihel? Only Adam, only a Jew, but not a goy. However, when it comes to tumas maga umasa, the tumah of touching a dead goy, or carrying a dead goy, then a goy is metame. He does transmit such a tumah, and therefore the soldiers who killed the Midyanim are all tame meis, because even though a goy is not metame ba'oihel, a goy is metame through touching him and through carrying him. Zakt Rashi, Atem, you, Ushvichem, and your captives. Loisha Hanochrim Mekablim Tumah. The Pasuk is not telling us that Goyim are Mekabel Tumah Utsrichin Hazah, and they need to be sprinkled with the ashes of the Parah Adumah. Elama Atem B'nei Bris, just like you are members of Klal Yisrael, Af Shvichem, so too your captives, Kishi Yavoyu Lebris, when they too will enter into the covenant of the Torah, and they will become Jews also, they will be Megayer, V'yitma'u, and then later on they will become Tamei, Tzrichin Hazah, they too will need to be sprinkled upon with the ashes of the Parah Adumah. And the Shari Aharon asks, what is the Chiddush of this Pasuk? We know in Kol HaTorah Kula that a Ger has a din as a Yisrael L'chol Davar for all dinim. So why do we need this Pasuk to tell us that when these captives will be Megayer and then they will become Tameh, they too will need to purify themselves with the ashes of the Parah Adumah? It is Pashut that a Ger has a din of a Yisrael. Zakrashi v'chomase izim, and anything made of that which is made from goats must be purified with the ashes of the Parah Adumah. Lahavi, this is coming to include klei hakarnayim v'hatlofim v'ha'atzomois, vessels made from the horns, the hooves, or the bones of the goat. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer Elozar HaKoyen El Anshei HaTzovo, and Elozar HaKoyen said to the men of the army, Haboim LaMelchomo, that came from the war, Zois Chukas HaTorah, this is the law of the Torah, Asher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe, that Hashem commanded Moshe. The simple meaning of the pasuk is, Zois, this law that I am about to tell you, the law of kashering the vessels of Midyan, Chukas HaTorah Asher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe, is a chuk of the Torah that Hashem commanded. However, Sifurna and Chizkuni learn that Chukas HaTorah is referring to the Parah Adumah, which is called the Chayk of the Torah in Parashas Chukas. And this is the way the Pasuk reads. Zois, this that Moshe just commanded you in Pasuk Yotes, to purify yourself from the dead Bidyonim with the ashes of the Parah Adumah, Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, that is the Chayk of the Torah that Hashem commanded Moshe. However, there is another law that you must be aware of, and that is to kasher the vessels of Midyan, which I am about to tell you. And the reason why Elazar said this law and not Moshe, Rashi tells us, it is because Moshe got angry, as we stated earlier in Pasuk Yudalid, Vayiksoif Moshe al Pekudei Achayel, and since he got angry, that brought him to make a mistake and forget the halacha of Giulei Akum, kashering the kelim of a goy. And therefore, Elazar was the one who said this halacha. And the pasuk continues, Ach, only es hazov, the gold, ves hakosef, and the silver, es hanechoshes, the copper, es habarzel, and the iron, es habedil, the tin, ves ha'ifares, and the lead. These are the metals that one must kasher if treif gets absorbed into their walls. And Rashi is bothered, why does the pasuk say a lashon of ach, which means an exclusion? And Rashi offers two pshatim. His first pshat is, ach, means you are excluded from using these vessels, even though you have already purified them from Tumas Meis through the ashes of the Parah Adumah, you still cannot use them until you remove the absorption of the treif that is inside the walls of the vessel. You must kasher them first. So you are excluded from using them until you kasher them. Rashi's second shot is, ach, is coming to exclude rust. You must first remove the rust from the vessel before you kasher it. And the pasuk continues by telling us how to kasher a vessel. Kol dovar asher yovei ba'esh, anything that was used in a fire, which means it was used for non-kosher with a fire, then ta'aviru ba'esh v'toher, you must put it through a fire in order to be metayer it and in order to kasher it. The halacha is kiboloi kach poltoi, the way that the iser went into the vessel, that is the way you must take it out. So therefore, if it went in with a fire, you must take it out through a fire. And there are two ways that the iser could have entered the walls of the vessel through a fire. One is that the iser was cooked in a liquid inside a pot. Since the iser was absorbed into the pot through the hot liquid, you must also remove the iser through a hot liquid, which means you must boil hot water in this pot in order to take the absorption of iser out of the walls. This is called hagala, purging. The second way is if the iser was absorbed directly over the fire, for example, a grill or a spit that was used for treif directly over the fire. Then the iser must be taken out by placing this grill or spit directly over a fire in order to get out the iser. This is called libun. And the pasuk continues, ach b'meinido yischato. And Rashi tells us two pshatim in these words. Rashi's first pshat is, I just told you that in order to use the vessels of Midyan, you must kasher them first. Ah, however, there is another thing that must be done to them before you use them. B'meinido yischato, they must be purified with the waters of sprinkling, the waters mixed with the ashes of the para aduma, in order to remove from them the tumah of mace. Rashi's second shot is that the pasuk is alluding to a din d'rabbanon. Even after you kasher the vessels, the rabbanon said that a vessel that is coming from a goy to a yid must be toiveled in a mikvah. And this is the way the pasuk reads: Ach, even after you kashered it, you still must do something else to it, which is b'meinido yischato. It must be purified b'mei in the water. You must toivel it in water. How much water? Nida, the amount that a nida immerses herself in, which is 40 sa' of water. And the pasuk is telling us that any time a vessel which originally belonged to a goy becomes the possession of a yid, it must be toiveled before the yid can use it. And this is because it is going from a lower status, the status of belonging to a goy, to a higher status, the status of belonging to a yid. And the pasuk continues, V'chol asher lo yovei ba'esh, and anything that belonged to the goy that was not used for cooking over a fire, but rather it was only used for something cold, for example, cups or certain dishes, then there is no need to kasher it with a fire. And that's why the pasuk says, Ta'aviru b'moyim, you only have to pass it through water. And there is a machlokes Rashi and Ramban, what the words Ta'aviru b'moyim mean. Rashi learns, it is telling you that you must be toivel it. Since it was not used over a fire, you do not have to kasher it. But you still must be toivel it, because it is going from the possession of a goy to the possession of a yid. So according to Rashi, the words Ta'aviru b'moyim means you must be toivel it in water. The Ramban has three kashas on Rashi's pshat. First of all, the lashon of ta'aviru b'moyim is not mashma a lashon of tefillah. If the pasuk wanted to tell you that you must be toivel it, it would have said taviru b'mayim, you shall bring it into water. Ta'aviru means you shall pass it through, and is not a lashon that is used for tefillah. Secondly, why doesn't the pasuk mention that you must rinse off this dish and this glass before you use it? Even though it was not used for anything hot, you still must rinse it off to take off any mamushes, any residue of treif that might be on it. So why doesn't the pasuk mention anything about rinsing off this kli? And third of all, in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that tells us the din of tevilas kelim, why isn't this pasuk of ta'aviru b'mayim ever mentioned? The Gemara only mentions the pasuk of ach b'meinido yischata to tell us the din of tevilas kelim. Why doesn't the Gemara also mention this pasuk of ta'aviru b'moyim, which according to Rashi is telling us the din of tevilas kelim? Therefore, because of these kashas, the Ramban learns that ta'aviru b'moyim is not telling us the din of tefillah, but rather it is telling us that you must rinse off this keli in water. Even though it was not used for anything hot, however, since it was used for treif, you must first rinse it off in water before you may use it. And the pasuk continues, after having told us in pasuk Yutes that the soldiers were tamei mesim from killing the people of Midyan, and therefore they must stay outside the machaneh for 7 days, and the meinida, the water of the para aduma, must be sprinkled upon them on the 3rd and 7th day, the pasuk continues, v'chibastem bigdeichem, and you shall be tovel your clothing, which means you yourself should be tovel in a mikvah, and also your clothing, v'yom hashvi, on the 7th day, utahartem, and then you will be tahor, v'achar tavoyu el hamachaneh, and then afterwards you may enter the Machane Shechina. Zok Rashi Vayomer Elazar HaKoyin, and Elazar HaKoyin said this parsha, and Rashi is bothered, why wasn't this parsha said by Moshe Rabbeinu? And for Rashi, Lefi Shebo Moshe Lechlal Kaas, since Moshe got angry, Bo Lechlal Toos, therefore he made a mistake. Shenes Alma Mimenu Halochos Giulei Nochrim. He forgot the halocha of Giulei Nochrim, which is this parsha, the parsha of purging the vessels of the Goyim. And since he got angry, like it says earlier, by Yiksoif Moshe, therefore he forgot this halacha, and this parsha was said through Elazar. V'chein ata moitzi bishmini l'miluim, and so we find on the 8th day of the miluim, shenemar, like the pasuk says, by Yiksoif Moshe al Elazar v'ali somar, Moshe got angry at Elazar and isomar, bo lichlal kas, since he got angry, bo lichlal to'us, he made a mistake and forgot a halacha that is mentioned over there. V'chein, and so we find in Parshas Chukas, B'shimuna Hamorim, when Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, listen now, you rebellious people. Vayaches Asola, afterwards he hit the rock. Ayideh ha'kas tol, through getting angry, he made a mistake. Since he got angry at Klal Yisrael and called them Shimunah ha'morim, listen now, you rebellious people, therefore, that brought him to make a mistake, and instead of speaking to the rock, he hit the rock. And Elazar said, these are the laws, Asher Tzibo Hashem es Moshe, Tolo ha'hairo b'raboy, even though Moshe forgot the halacha, Elazar still said it over in his name, and he said, these are the laws that Hashem commanded Moshe. Zok Rashi ach es azov, and Rashi is bothered by the word ach, and therefore he says that Elazar told Klal Yisrael, afal pishalei hizir lachem Moshe, ela al hilchos tumo, even though Moshe up to now only told you about the halachos of tumo, oid yesh lahazir lachem al hilchos gil, there is still another halacha that must be told to you, which is the halacha of purging the vessels of the goyim. The ach loshen miut, and ach is an expression of exclusion. Kloimar mimuotin atem, you are excluded mihlishtamish bekelim, from using these vessels afilu laachar taharosan mitumas ames, even after you purified it from tumas mes. Achi toharu miblias isun aveilos, until you purify it from the absorption of the isun aveilos which are in the walls. So according to this pshat, ach is coming to exclude you from using these kelim before you kasher it. The Rabbi Seinu Amru and our Rabbanim say, ach es azov, loibar, it is coming to say, shetzorech lahavir chalude shaloi, koidim sheyagi lenu. You must remove its rust before you purge it. V'zehu lashon ach, and this is the lashon of ach only. Shelo yehe shom chaluda, there should not be any rust on it. Ach, only hamateches yeh k'moy shehu, the metal should be the way it is supposed to be in its pure state. Zok Rashi called over asher yove ba'esh, levashel ba'klum, anything that was cooked over a fire, ta'aviru ba'esh, you must pass it through the fire in order to kasher it. Kederech tashmishoy hagolosoy, the way it was used is the way that you purge it. Ma she'tashmishoy al yidei chamin, something that was used with hot water, yagilenu bechamin, has to be purged with hot water in order to kasher it. Uma she'tashmishoy al yidei tzli, and something that was used by roasting, Kigoin hashpud vohasaklo, the spit and the grill, yilabnenu ba'or, has to go through the process of libun over the fire. Since it was used directly over the fire, you must kasher it directly over the fire. Zakt Rashi ach b'mei nido yischato, lefi pshutoi, according to the simple meaning of the pasuk, chitoi zeh, this purification is letaharoi mitumas meis, to purify it from the tuma of meis. Omar lohem, Elazar said to them, tzrichim hakelim gil letaharoi min ha'isr, the kelim need to be purged to purify them from the iser, the chitoi, and they need to be purified with the para aduma, letaharon minatuma, to purify them from tumo. According to this pshat, the pasuk reads, ach, besides for kashering the kelim, the meinida yischata, it must be purified with the meinida, which is the ashes of the para aduma. The Rabbi Seinu darshan mikan, and our chachomim darshan from here, sha'af lach shiron min iser, even to kasher it from iser, hitin tefila leklimatchois, you need tefila by metal kelim. And the purpose of this tefila is to raise it from the status of belonging to a goy to the status of belonging to a yid. Umeinida haksuvim kan, and the words meinida that are written in the pasuk, darshu the chachomim darshin, mayim haru'uyim litboil bahem nida. This vessel has to be immersed in water, the type of water that is fit for a nida to immerse herself in. The kamahem, and how much water is that? Memsa 40 sa. And according to this pshat, the pasuk is telling us, ach, besides for kashering the kelim, you also have to be yischato, purify it, b'mei, by placing it into water. How much water? Nida, the amount of water that a nida uses, which is 40 sa. V'chorila asher lo yaveg ba'esh, zok Rashi, kol dover she'ein tashmishoy al yidei or, anything that was not used over a fire, kigoin koisois, like cups, utzleichiois, and plates, she'tashmishon b'tzoynon, that are used for cold, v'loy boloy iser, and they did not absorb any iser inside their walls, so then ta'aviru ba'moyim, all you have to do is matpiloy, b'toivelit, v'dayoy, and that will be enough. V'davka klimatchois, and only metal kelim need to be toivel. Zok Rashi el ha'machane, after you are toivel yourself and your clothing on the seventh day, you may enter the machane. L'machane shchino, this means the machane shchino. She'ein tamei meis toin shiluach mi'machane levia u'mi'machane Yisrael. Because one who is a tamei meis does not have to be sent out of the machane levia nor the machane Yisrael. He may only not go into the machane shchino. And therefore, when he becomes tahor, he may enter the machane shchino once again. And the Mefarshim ask, Why was it first by this war, the war against Midian, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Klal Yisrael to kasher the kelim which they took from Midian? Why wasn't this commanded by the war against Sichon Va'og? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have said over there too that any kelim that you take from Sichon Va'og needs to be kashered before you use it. Why was this tzivui only mentioned over here? Dasakena Mibale HaToisvus answers that the wars against Sichon Va'og were not fought in the cities, but rather in the midbar in the desert. Like the Pasuk says Beferish, by Sichon in Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Chof Gimel, Vayetze Likras Yisrael Hamidbara, Sichon went out to the midbar to fight with Klal Yisrael. And since their wars were not fought in the cities, therefore they did not have their kelim, their vessels with them, and Klal Yisrael never took their vessels. And that is why there was no tzivoy by Sichon Va'oig to kasher their kelim. However, the war against Midian took place in the cities, and therefore Klal Yisrael took their vessels, and that's why they were first commanded now to kasher the kelim of Midian. Revi, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Lemar, and Hashem said to Moshe, saying, So es roish, calculate the total malkoyach of the plunder, hashvi of the captives, ba'odom uva'behema of the people and the animals. Ato ve'lozer ha'koyin v'roshi avois ho'edo. You, Elozer ha'koyin, and the heads of the assembly. V'chotzitza es ha'malkoyach, and you shall divide this plunder, bein toifisei ha'malchoma, between the ones who undertook the battle, hayoitzim la'tzava, the ones who went out to the army, which means the soldiers, uvein kol ha'edo, and between the rest of Klal Yisrael. And we see from this pasuk that only the spoils of the animals and the people were divided. However, the other spoils that were taken, for example, the jewelry and the clothing, were not included in this division. And the Shach explains, since the animals and people were able to walk by themselves, it wasn't such a burden to bring them back. That is why they were divided. However, the gold, the silver, and the clothing, which they had to work very hard to bring them back, the soldiers were allowed to keep. The Ayin in Reb Shamshon Mefarl Hirsch, and also in the Panim Yafois, for other Terutzim, why only the Odom and the Behema were divided, and not the other spoils. And the Pasuk continues, V'harimoysa meches l'Hashem, and you shall separate a tribute to Hashem, me'eis anche ha'melchoma hayotzim la'tzavo, from the soldiers that went out to war, you shall take a tribute from their half, echod nefesh mechamesh meos, one out of 500, min ha'odom, from the people, u'min ha'bokor, and from the cattle, u'min ha'chamorim, and from the donkeys, u'min ha'tzoin, and from the sheep. Mimachatzisam tikochu, you shall take 1/500th from their half, v'nosata l'elozer ha'koyen, and you shall give it to Elozer ha'koyen, trumas Hashem, a truma from Hashem. Mimachatzis b'nei Yisrael, and from the half that will go to the b'nei Yisrael, tikach, you shall take echod ochuz min ha'chamishim, 1 out of 50, min ha'odom, min ha'bokor, min ha'chamorim, min ha'tzoin, from the people, from the cattle, from the donkeys, and from the sheep, mikol ha'behema, from all the animals, and you shall take 1 out of 50, v'nosata oisam la'levim, and give them to the Levim, shemerei mishmeres mishkan Hashem, the ones who watch the mishkan of Hashem. Vayas Moshe v'Elozer ha'koyen, and Moshe and Elozer ha'koyen did, ka'asher tzivo Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Which means they divided all the people and all the animals in half, and they gave one half to the Bnei Yisrael, and one half to the soldiers. And from the half that went to the soldiers, they took 1/500th, and gave it to Elozer ha'koyen. And from the half that went to the rest of the Bnei Yisrael, they took 1/50th, and they gave it to the Levim. And the obvious question is, why did the rest of the Bnei Yisrael have to give so much more than the soldiers as a meches? Because they gave 1 out of 50, and the soldiers only had to give 1 out of 500. Chizkuni explains, since the soldiers risked their lives and went out to war, they only had to give 1 out of 500. However, the rest of Klal Yisrael, who did not have to fight in the war and stayed in their homes, they had to give away a larger percentage, 1 out of 50. And the Chafetz Chaim says that we see from here that the obligation of giving tzedakah is greater when one receives the money without any work. If one were, for example, to win the lottery, he would have a greater obligation to give from that money to tzedakah than if he worked for many years to acquire that sum. Just like we see over here that the Bnei Yisrael, who did not fight the war, had to give away more of their booty than the soldiers who fought. And the pasuk continues, Vayihi ha'malkoyach, and the plunder that was divided was, Yeser ha'boz asher bozu ha'matzava, besides for the spoils that the soldiers took during the war, as we explained earlier, that the buzz, the cheaper spoils, were taken by the soldiers during the war, and that did not come into the division. Therefore, the pasuk is saying, "Vayihi hamalkoyach," and the plunder that was divided, "Yeser habuz asher buzdu amatzavo." Besides for the spoils that the soldiers took during the war, because that was not included in the division. And now the pasuk will go on to tell us exactly what was brought back and how they were divided. And the pasuk says, "Tzoin sheep sheish meyas elef v'shivim elef v'chameshes alofim." 675,000 was the total number of sheep. Uvakar and cattle, shnayim v'shivim elef, 72,000. V'chamorim and donkeys, echad v'shishim elef, 61,000. V'nefesh odom min anoshim asher lo yodu mishkav zachor. And the girls under the age of 3, kol nefesh shnayim u'shloshim olef, a total of 32,000. V'tehi ha-mechso chelek hayotzim batzavo. And the half that went to the soldiers who went out to war came out to be Mispar Hatzoin. The number of sheep were Shloish Meos Elef U'Shloish Elef V'Shivas Alofim V'Chamesh Meos, 337,500 sheep, which is half of 675,000, which was the total. By Hi HaMeches LaShem, and the tribute that went to Hashem Min Hatzoin from the sheep was Sheish Meos Chomesh V'Shivim, 675. The soldiers had to give 675 sheep to Elazar HaKoyin. The Habokor and the cattle that went to the soldiers came out to be Shisha U'Shloshim Olev, 36,000, which was half of 72,000, the total. U'michsam Lashem and the tribute of Hashem, which went to Elazar HaKoyin, totaled Shnayim V'Shivim, 72 Bokor. V'chamorim and the donkeys that went to the soldiers totaled Shloshim Elef HaChamesh Meos, 30,500, which was half of the 61,000. Umichsam Hashem, and the tribute to Hashem, which went to Elazar, Echad Vishishim, came out to 61. The Nefesh Odom, and the total amount of girls under the age of 3 that went to the soldiers were Shisha Asar Eleth, 16,000, which was half of the 32,000. Umichsam Hashem, and their tribute to Hashem that went to Elazar came out to be Shnayim Ushloshim, 32 nafesh, 32 girls. Vayiten Moshe es meches trumas Hashem, and Moshe gave the tribute of the separation of Hashem le'elozer HaKoyen to Elazar HaKoyen, kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Zot Rashi posuk chavov, so es roish, kach es achesbin, calculate the total, v'chotziso es hamalkoyach ben tovse mechomo, chetzir le'elu v'chetzir le'elu, half should go to these, which means half should go to the ones who went to war, the soldiers, and half should go to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Zok Rashi posuk lamed beis, vayihi hamalkoyach yeser haboz, mefi sheloi nitzdavu lahorim meches min hametaltelin, since they were not commanded to separate a tribute from the movable objects, elo min hamalkoyach, only from the plunder of the human captives and the animals, kosav es loshen hazeh. Therefore the posuk writes like this, vayihi hamalkoyach, and the plunder shebolichlal chaluka ulichlal meches that came into the category of the division and into the category of the tribute shehoya oidev al boz hametaltlin asher bozu amatzave ishloi, which was besides for the cheaper movable objects which the soldiers took for themselves during the war v'loy bolichlal chaluka, and did not come into this division. Mispar Hatzoin, the number of sheep was this and this amount, and the number of Bokar was this and this amount, as the Pasuk continues to tell us.